Hi, this is the To-Do List of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
How's it going?
It's going all right. We took a couple weeks off recording, which I appreciate because I was dealing with my poor sick cat, Cisco, who passed away last week.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, everyone, for your cards and comments and notes and for understanding. It was really nice.
Yeah, it's hard.
It is hard.
What are we going to talk about today?
Today, well, we just passed Halloween, and now everyone is starting to get into the holiday mindset, so why don't we talk about what we're doing kind of to get ready for Christmas?
That sounds great.
Is that cool? Is that, like, too early?
No, because I've been listening to Christmas Carol since a month ago.
Okay, awesome.
So, I think I am the only person in the world that listens to Christmas Carols before Halloween. But I don't care. I'm owning my love of Christmas.
That's awesome. Own it. I think it's great. Doesn't Steve really like Christmas carols all the time too?
Steve does really like Christmas carols. So I G-chatted him the other day and was like, I'm listening to Christmas carols right now and I feel like you're the only one who would understand. And it is still too early for him also. So I'm just the weird one.
That's okay.
I think what it is I like being able to sing to the songs that I listen to at work, and I know Christmas carols really well.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, I mean, I don't listen to them in July usually, but whatever.
Usually.
So, when do you usually get started planning for Christmas?
Well, I started thinking about, we've been talking about where we're going to be for Christmas since at least the summer, because it's a lot of coordinating with different families. But besides that, I probably start thinking about it in November usually.
Okay.
For like cards and stuff like that. This year I like am a mess and haven't really thought about anything. So I am kind of behind. But I did wander around this card store today and was like, oh, Christmas cards are out. Maybe I should like think about those, and I haven't really yet, but I looked at some at the store.
So are you and Michael going to send out one card or two cards this year? How do you decide? What is the, do you have to have a conversation? Like, how does this happen?
We haven't yet had a conversation about it. But I imagine that because we aren't living together, since we have two separate addresses, I mean, not that we put this much conscious thought into it, but just, you know, we live in different places, so it seems like we would, plus we kind of like doing, like, he's really good at mail, and so he sends, you know, a lot of his cards, he does picture cards a lot, so I think he likes doing those, and I like to send out cards too, so we haven't really talked about it, and I don't know that we would combine yet, because we like to do them, and if people wrote back, you know, when you write to us, you would be writing separate Christmas cards.
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah, I feel like living together is a good base. I'm trying to remember when AJ and I did our, I mean, AJ didn't send Christmas cards before me, so that made it a little bit easier too, because I was just like, okay, we're doing this, and he just said okay, which is how we do most things in our life. But I think it was after we got our cat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it was like we did a card after we were living together, and mostly because I wanted to put Grayson on it.
That makes sense. Totally. That's right. Yeah. Michael put his pet on his Christmas cards.
I think that's my favorite.
Which I think is really cute.
I've ever gotten.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cute. And, I was trying to think of when I started doing Christmas cards, and it was, I mean, years ago. We've been sending them to each other for a couple of years at least.
Yeah. Was it? Maybe I don't remember doing them in college.
Yeah, so it must have been when I, like, got my own place, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not that good. I mean, we've talked about this. I struggle with sending mail on time, but I really like doing Christmas cards. I just think it's, like, a fun, nice thing to do
for me. Some people I know do New Year's cards, which I think is fun, too, and sort of takes the Christmas pressure off.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's fun to still, like, receive mail after the holidays are over.
Yeah, it's always fun to receive mail.
I feel like I particularly was having trouble coming up with a Christmas card idea because when you don't have kids, it's, like, a little bit difficult, I feel like.
Yeah, I guess that's the good. What do you do for Christmas cards usually? Like, well, what kind of?
1 year we did, like a graphic Christmas card that was inspired by Minted, I think. We can link to it.
Yeah. That was cute. That was a cute one.
Yeah, but then I didn't want to do that too many years in a row because it was sort of goes on the edge of like a Christmas letter that everyone like hates reading, right? Like everyone makes fun of Christmas letters. And so
yeah.
I don't want to like go too far into that. I don't want our card to be made fun of by all.
Yeah.
So I think we're just going to do a photo, but I was even having trouble coming up with photo ideas because most of the cute ones for couples involve like cutting down your own tree in the snow while wearing gloves and drinking hot cocoa. And like, I'm not going to go to a tree farm.
Right.
And then there was like a super cute one of a couple like holding, which I will find and link to, like holding a sign that said Merry Christmas on a snow-covered bridge with a ski lodge behind them.
Oh my gosh.
It was perfect, but like I'm not going to go to a ski lodge anytime soon.
Right. That's the thing about Christmas cards is if you get them made like that, you got to make them like 6 weeks in advance, right? Or like a couple weeks at least.
Yeah.
So where are these people going with like snow covered cabins in the beginning of November? Are they going to
Are they using old, like last year's photos?
Maybe. I was just thinking about that. Maybe they take it like when they're on Christmas vacation or something.
Maybe we should be thinking about Christmas 2015.
A year ahead? Oh my God. Maybe, yeah, just scrap this year and start with the next year and be like, next year we'll be on time. Sorry, guys.
Well, okay, so I finally set – well, AJ and I made the decision together. We finally settled. There is a photo that I found online of a couple in their apartment just decorating their Christmas tree.
Okay, that's cute.
And the tree is, like, lit up, obviously, and so they're sort of glowing, and they're on either side of the tree, and so I think we're going to try and do that.
I love Christmas trees and Christmas ornaments. I just want to interject that in there for a second because I love them so much. I like have this box of all my like Christmas decorations and ornaments and stuff, and I have a storage unit in my building in the basement, but these are like too important to me to put in the basement even though you only use them for like 2 months out of the year. I'm like, no, I'll just keep them up here where I can make sure that they're like okay and safe.
Yeah, your tree usually gets pretty weighted down.
Yeah, I actually had to, when I moved, I got rid of that tree because it's an artificial, like, little tree. And the lights that were built into the tree stopped working. And so when I moved, I just threw it out so I would get a new tree this year. So this year I have to get a new Christmas tree, which will be, I thought about that actually more than I've thought about Christmas cards. I'm like, well, I got to get a new tree this year. I got to look and like, where am I going to put it in my apartment? I've already started thinking about where I'm going to put it in my apartment, which I guess is like where my priorities lie.
Are you
going to
get a bigger
lie.
One since you have
that.
A bigger space?
I think so. Yeah. And that way you have more room to put ornaments on it. So maybe I'll get a little bit of a bigger one. I don't know how big exactly because I still don't really have a good spot to put it, but we'll see.
Was the Christmas tree you threw out, was that the same one in our apartment in college?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, I miss that tree.
I know. It was a good little tree, but it just didn't light up anymore.
Well, so I think we're just doing a photo Christmas card of us decorating our tree, which means here's the greatest part about this is we get to decorate early so that we can take the picture and get them printed. So that's what I'm most excited about.
That is exciting. That's a good I'm pro Christmas decorations.
Yeah, I'm pretty
always
excited. So when we moved into a bigger place last year, last Christmas I was really sad because I felt like we didn't have enough Christmas decorations to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
So AJ allowed or was encouraging of me going out and buying a bunch more. So I feel good about it this year.
That's awesome. I really like nutcrackers. And at home at my parents' house, we have this like collection of nutcrackers. And I like to get like a new nutcracker every year. And they have some already out at like the CVS I went to today. They had nutcrackers out and I was like looking at them and was like, oh, I should come think about these nutcrackers and like look at them. And there were some others at another store too that I went to recently.
Yeah, we really like getting ornaments from places we've been.
Oh, yeah, that's really cute.
So, like, I collected shot glasses for a while, which now sit in a cabinet. But I really like doing ornaments or magnets because they're always out and they always, like, remind you of where you've gone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I was actually thinking of, I have some of Cisco's cat toys, like these little balls that he liked to play with. And I was thinking about turning those into Christmas ornaments. And then today my cousin said that he, from his cats, has some of their toys and he turned those into magnets. So it's funny that you said that because...
Oh, that's a really cool idea. Yeah,
so he said he like took their toys and made them magnets. So now they're on his fridge all the time and he can, you know, see them.
That's
and,
really
you know, it's
sweet.
Like something they played with that's fun. So, yeah, it's like cute.
We have a couple toys from Grayson, and I think I'm going to do that. Magnets or ornaments or both, maybe.
Yeah.
Because that's yeah, they're so just, that's like, cool. Sitting out, and every time my niece and nephew come over, they're like, cat! And I'm like, no, not anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that we do for Christmas that I think is weird is that we send each other lists of things we want.
I don't think that's weird. I think lots of people do that.
Do lots of people do it? I feel like we take all of the surprise and romanticism out of the holiday by doing it, but it also ensures that we both get what we want.
No, I think that's totally okay, and it, like, de-stresses the situation. We do that with, like, with our family and stuff. You know what? Actually, our Amazon wish lists become like pretty clutch during Christmas time because you can just like fill out, you're like, oh, I just dropped all this stuff on my wish list, like no big deal, but then people can look at it and be like, oh, I'll just get her that, and it works. So that's a pretty good fun tip, but we do that with like our family and stuff all the time. We'll be like, send me a list of like, you know, what you're into and what you want, and I don't know, I guess it takes some of the surprise out, but you also have to think about a lot of things at Christmas, so why not take the thinking out of, like, de-stress one situation? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking about it sort of like – I was thinking about, like, I was being – that we were each being selfish because we – it was more important for us to get what we wanted. But if you think about it the way you just said, which is you're taking the stress off the gift giver,
mm-hmm.
It sounds a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you do what works. It's okay. I think lots of people do that. And, like, I'm just not – sometimes I just really struggle at what to get people. I just don't know, and I think about it a lot, and I just don't know. And it doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means, you know, it means we have end-of-the-year stuff at work. You've got traveling. You've got cleaning. You've got this and that, sending Christmas cards, cooking a meal, doing all this stuff. Sometimes your brain just can't think of the perfect gift.
Yeah, it's hard. There are certain people that I struggle with and certain people that I don't, and I don't understand the difference.
I know. I don't know either. I don't know.
Sometimes I like to blame the person. Sometimes I'll blame my dad. Like, he doesn't have any hobbies. But, like, actually, he does have hobbies. I'm just, like, terrible at thinking of gifts for him.
We always kind of joke that my dad is hard to shop for because he, when he wants something, he'll just, like, get it.
That's what my mom says about my dad, too. Like, you reach a certain point in life and you just get the stuff you need.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know. So, we like to joke about that sometimes. And my mom is like, you can't buy stuff, like, 2 months before Christmas. Like, you're not allowed to buy stuff so that we can get it for you.
Yeah, I do that with AJ because more often than not, he will go out and buy the CD that, like, I knew he was wanting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to tell him to stop all purchases.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know. My dad, the last time I got him something for his birthday, I was thinking of a book I thought he would like, and I went and looked at his Goodreads list to see if he had read it already, because he reads smart. A lot, and I was like, he's probably already got it, so I went and looked in, to see.
That's good thinking.
Thank you. I felt pretty clever about it.
I usually will snoop on people's Amazon lists for birthdays.
Yeah, that's a good one. I need to start using mine more. I think I put some book on it the other day and was like, oh, wish list. I'll just do that. Because I didn't want to forget about it.
Okay. Christmas card. When do you send your cards out?
I guess probably December, in like the first couple weeks of December, maybe.
I have like lofty goals to get them out by December 1, but I think that's insane.
I don't know. You're ahead of the game this year, so maybe. But like I have some left over. Okay, so I like to get like packets of Christmas cards from the store, but I was looking, like, I don't really make mine. I was thinking this year maybe I could think about making them, but I haven't really thought it through yet. But usually I just get like a pack of, you know, 20 cards or 30 cards or whatever, mm-hmm. and just pick out something cute that I like and send those. And I have a couple left over from the past 2 years, I think. You have to get a couple packs to get as many cards as you need. And I have some left over. So I have some left over from the past couple of years, but like, you can't send the same Christmas card 2 years in a row. So, like, what am I going to do with these cards? I don't know.
I feel like you can.
I don't know. Maybe, I guess no one would notice except
I don't feel like I would notice if someone – I mean, sometimes I keep really cute cards, but I don't go back through and, like, look who sent what.
Yeah.
I think you could. So you could also rip the fronts off and make ornaments out of them.
That's a good idea. Yeah, there's stuff I could probably do with it too. Or like gift tags or something would be
good. Oh yeah, gift tags would be cute.
I also was looking at like the cards are really expensive. Like a pack of 10 cards at this cute – well, granted it was a card store, so they're going to be more expensive probably. But like it was like 10 cards and it was $18.
Oh no, and no, no.
Who just sends 10 Christmas cards, right? Like if you
– That's almost $2 a card.
Yeah, and I feel like I send a lot, and I like 20, 25, you know?
Yeah, so you have to get a couple packs. We have a huge family, so we're sending like hundreds.
Right, exactly, yeah. So it's like you send a lot of Christmas cards, usually, if you're doing Christmas cards, and not just like one or two, which you can buy them separate, so you don't have to buy a pack. Anyway, whatever. It was like expensive for not that much cards, and I feel like I've seen that more and more lately. You find cute cards, but there's only like 8 cards in the pack.
I feel like that's like sort of a consequence of like Etsy.
Really?
Which I love, but it's like this idea of like hand illustrated, hand painted with Victorian watercolors, and you're paying like $5 a card. And that's fine if you're buying a birthday card or something, but that's not fine when you're buying in bulk.
Right. And they're really cute, and I want like a cute card, but I don't want $30-$40 for five cards. Like,
because then you have to think of stamps too.
Yeah, stamps too. And I bought a book of stamps today because I ran out, and I was thinking, oh, I wonder if they're doing the holiday stamps yet, because maybe I could just get a bunch and I'll be set. But I just had to get some, so I just got whatever they had at the store. But anyway, yeah, you have to buy stamps too, and the cards. Anyway, it was just like it's expensive sometimes. So I don't know if we should maybe think of some good tips to find some cheaper cards that are, you know, more and more cards in them.
Yeah. I feel like my limit is like 40 cents a card.
Okay.
Like I won't usually pay more than that for any sort of stationery.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you have a printer, or even if you go to FedEx,
mm-hmm.
if you design something yourself and you print it, it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe this year I could think about making them or something somehow. I don't know how yet. One thing I like to do is at Barnes & Noble, you know, they have those like card tables around the holidays. They have some like on sale a lot. Probably.
Oh, yeah, they do have them on sale.
Yeah, I would just go to Barnes & Noble because it was in my neighborhood, and they had, like, a sale table or like some on sale at certain times. And the sale cards I thought were always good prices. Like I got some pretty cute cards for a lot less.
Well, and like the dollar store has them. And oh, they're yeah, not, I mean, they might not be like wonderful, but they're probably sufficient if you're on a budget, you know?
Right, yeah.
I also feel like kids do Christmas card and gift wrapping fundraisers.
Oh.
So if you're connected to a child, you might be able to get them cheaper. I feel like this is a thing, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And there's always the good old internet.
Yeah. So I like to – so my card – usually they get done when I, like, have an afternoon and can watch a couple movies and can write all my Christmas cards.
While it's snowing,
like I said, like I do. Yes, ideally. And ideally I'm watching a Christmas movie. And so usually they get done when I, like, have the – you know, like if I can find the time to do them.
Mm-hmm.
But this year I really think I want to get like a sticker with my address on it. So I can just – or a stamp or something. So I can just do that for the return address because I just wrote like a couple cards this week and already got tired of writing my address. And that was like two.
That is one of the things that is on my list of things I want for Christmas is a stamp with our name and address on it.
That's cool.
I feel like it's one of those –
you get them like fairly cheap, right?
I think the one – I mean, okay, so the labels are really cheap.
Okay.
The stamps, I think the one that I picked was on the cheaper side. Hold on, I'll click the link and see how much it costs. You can get them on Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually also a really popular wedding gift to give to someone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the one that we, or the one that I wanted is $30.
Okay. I think Elise from the blog that I really like, Elise Joy, she has talked about stamps that you can order with like customized – like she uses it for her brand. But I think I've looked at that website and she – I'll try to find it and put it in the show notes. But she's got like a store that she recommended that I think had like customizable stamps.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll check that out too. But I know the labels you can get really cheap.
Okay. I'll look at those too. I really love the stamps that are like Christmas ornaments, like the holiday stamps.
Oh, yeah. There's like a funny really name cute. For them, like Christmas jangles or something.
Baubles?
Baubles. Yes, that's what it is.
I love baubles.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever like gotten Christmas stamps before. Why haven't I not done this?
A lot of times if you just go to the post office around Christmas, they'll have them.
That is, I feel like, an important detail that I'm missing.
That's pretty cute.
Are you making gifts this year?
I like to make little things that I can, well, in the past, I've been able to slip them in the card. And just like a nice little gift that you can give to, you know, your friends. I have no idea what I will do this year. I have like not thought about it at all.
Well, one year you did super cute ugly sweater ornaments out of felt.
Yeah.
I actually saw someone recommend that. Better Homes and Gardens has like a countdown to like the 100 days till Christmas, and every year they send or every day they send you an email and it has like different holiday themed things, and of course I subscribe. And that was on one of their like slideshows, which was DIY ornaments, was ugly sweater ornaments. And I was like, someone already did this. You're copying them.
That's funny. Yeah, I'll put the post up in the show notes. But yeah, I did that one year. That was pretty fun.
And you did coffee cozies one year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like a little felt coffee cozy that you can just put around your coffee. Yeah.
I keep it in my coat pocket.
Yeah, that's cool.
I feel like the rules of mass producing gifts are that they need to be relatively inexpensive and easy.
Yeah.
those are my general. Like last year I did magnets and that was super awesome.
Those were cute, yeah.
And they were cheap and so quick.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's I like them because I think it's nice and it's like here's this like nice thing you can do for your friends, I think. Mm-hmm. That it's like I don't know. It's just like a nice like happy holidays, but you know, you can't buy everyone like $30 gifts. So right. It's like nice to do something small. But do you feel like it's like cheating to do like a mass one thing for everyone?
Well, I sort of no. I think it's okay because like that one year I did those coffee mugs for everyone and that I thought like was cool because everyone had their own font and their own color.
Yeah, it was cool.
But I did feel last year I felt guilty because the magnets were so easy to make. And I was done in
they were like personal.
2 hours. And I was like, this does not count as a present.
That's funny.
But I did it anyway and it was great. I mean, it was like really easy. So sometimes I feel guilt when things are too simple. But I think it's okay to mask, especially if it's like all for the same friend group, you know? Like I think it's sort of cool that everyone has similar things. Like we all have ugly sweater ornaments on our trees.
Yeah. That is cool.
So, but yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's not perhaps as personal, but when we're, like, I feel like we're really fortunate and we have these, this amazing, like, rather large group of friends and, like, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll do some kind of ornament or something again. I don't know.
I feel like so Ray knows what I'm doing because I've been talking to her about it, so she gets no surprise, but I'm not going to say what I'm doing, except that I feel like I sort of, like, made this decision that is really bulky and hard to mail, and it might not have been the best.
Oh, I didn't think about mailing.
Yeah, I didn't think about it either until I purchased all the supplies. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I guess we'll just have to get together in like January and you can give it to us late.
That sounds perfect.
Okay, cool.
Are you going to do any Christmas baking?
Ooh, probably not, honestly.
Well, you're not even going to be
maybe for like myself
home for Christmas.
Right. Yeah, you're right. We are going to the Dominican Republic for Christmas. So ooh. I will be like in the tropical island somewhere eating stuff that other people made for me. So that sounds awesome.
That does sound pretty awesome.
But I think the week after Christmas, I'll probably be in Atlanta with my parents. And my dad does a lot of baking for, like, family events. So maybe they'll have some left over for me when I get there.
Maybe you'll have Christmas camp again.
That was really fun.
That was really cool. We should link to that. That was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was cool. When my family got to all go to Atlanta to my parents for Christmas. And we planned, like, fun activities for us to all do. Like, we each got, like, a kit to make biscuits from my parents. And, like, handmade, but, like, flour and butter. And you put it together and you make your biscuits and cut them out and put them in the oven. So we had, like, a biscuit making. I don't remember if it was a contest. But, like, we each made biscuits and got to eat them. And we did, like, a painting activity that was really fun where you like my dad like would paint or whoever would paint like splotches of paint like a doodle but just with like splotches of paint and you would pick one and like make a drawing out of it so it would be like splatters of paint and then you would be like this looks like a squid and you could draw a squid out of it and like we put all our drawings up at the end. That was
really super
fun.
Cool.
So yeah, we had like fun family activities to do. That was really fun.
I've started baking because I'm insane.
So what do you do with it now? How do you keep it?
Freeze it.
Or do you send it? Okay.
So my goal is to do one batch of cookies a weekend, and there's 6 batches. So okay. If I do that, then they'll all be done in time to send out.
That's awesome. I think it's cool. I think it's good that you're like ahead of the game and thinking about all this stuff.
I think it. What my parents used to do. My mom single-handedly used to make like 3,000 cookies.
Wow.
Of various.
I'm telling you about that.
Of like 16 different flavors, and pile them on these plates and give them away to everyone. Everyone got a plate. Everyone on our street, the fire department, the police department, our family, like everyone got these huge plates of cookies. And she's not able to do that anymore. And I feel like I have to step up.
Yeah, I get that.
And I don't feel like stressed about it. Like I enjoy doing it, obviously, but I just feel like her cookies are going to be missed. And I don't want people being like, where are the cookies? So I'm just like sending them out.
That's nice. I think that's a nice thing.
Yeah. I feel really good about Christmas right now, but I feel like I'm setting myself up to be really stressed out in a month.
That's for future us to deal with. So. I'm not going to worry about it yet.
That sounds great. I feel like you're in a lot better place than I am right now.
Well, I'm just in denial because I haven't really done anything. I have thought about it enough to get stressed about money, but haven't thought about it about, like, what am I going to do about all these things. I haven't really thought about that.
What do you do about holiday stress?
Stay in and watch movies, probably, honestly.
That sounds good.
I don't really know. I have stress about traveling and money, even though I am choosing and willfully and joyously participating in all those things. So that can be kind of stressful. So I think I just try to, well, except for right now, try to plan ahead as much as I can and try to make things easier on myself. And I think that's, you know, like, I buy my cards because I like them and think they're cute, and then I just buy them and they're done.
Yeah.
And gift giving can be really hard. So, like, we, you know, like, make a mass gift that's kind of cheap, I think, you know, that's fun. Like, for me, it's like I do those – I like doing the things that I'm able to do, like, those little things that I'm able to do because they're, like, smaller gifts, so it's, like, more manageable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really know. And then during the season, you just kind of have to buckle down and get through it, I guess.
I feel like there has to be some give and take. Like, it's impossible to do everything and have every single quintessential holiday experience.
Yeah.
And so, like, I usually don't cook Christmas around Christmas, and we're doing this like celebration a few weeks after, but like I will bring like one dish to contribute, but I am not cooking a whole meal. And I usually don't. And my most favorite Christmas concession that I'm making this year, or priority choosing, is that we hired someone to come clean our house.
That's awesome. I think that's really great.
I'm really excited about it. I feel like some people would think it's like a luxury, or that, I mean, obviously we are capable of cleaning our own house and choosing not to, but that's one thing like I am totally fine with giving up.
Well, I just think that, like you said, it's like, what are your priorities? And if your priorities is spending your time on something else, then that's okay. Like, I don't know. It's like okay to decide that something is important for you to do or not, and to delegate that. Or not, or to let it wait, you know, like if you don't vacuum for a month, like I'm not going to tell anybody. So like if that's something you just isn't a priority for you, I just think that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's taken me a long time to get to this point of like, I can't do everything, so I need to start delegating, and money is a great way to delegate.
Oh my God, I have been so into throwing money at my problems the past couple of weeks because I feel like I've had a lot of problems and it just helps. And I am able to do that right now, which is lucky, but like, you know, if you're like dealing with something, or if paying someone to deliver food to you can take that burden off of you of figuring out how to get dinner ready in that moment, it's like totally worth it.
I know, it is. And it's totally worth it. And it's, I feel like most of my holiday stress, or stress in life in general, comes from feeling like mm-hmm. I have to do it all, and you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there has to be some value for your time. And it doesn't matter if you're making $8 an hour or $100 an hour, like your time still has value. And if you're spending time on things that you don't have to, then don't.
Yeah. And I think too, like, you can even do that without spending a lot of money. Like, just like, forgive yourself for leaving the dishes for a night, or like,
yeah, that's true too. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to involve throwing money at your problems. It can involve like taking a break.
Yeah, exactly. Or like trading with your friends. Like, I'll address all your envelopes for you if you can pick out a recipe for me, or something like that. Like, you know, I just think there are other ways to give yourself a break too. But our friend actually, I guess a lot of people have told me this lately, but like, it's okay to like take it easy on yourself
mm-hmm.
When you're stressed out, and especially around the holidays when people can get really stressed out, it's like okay to give yourself a break and forgive yourself for letting something go or slide, or, you know, whatever you need for that time.
Well, and I also feel like sometimes like things are really messy and out of control, and it's okay to not care about that for a length of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, sometimes when things are out of control, it can make it worse, but sometimes it worrying about that you are perceived as out of control is worse than the actual out of controlness.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's hard to sometimes learn how to draw the line, but I feel like I've gotten better at that as I've gotten older.
Yeah, I think it is, but I don't know. I feel like there's many opportunities in life where life is going to get really messy, and you'll learn that with time also, like where to draw the line.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Yep. I felt like I was doing okay, and now I feel stressed after this conversation.
Oh, no, it's supposed to feel the opposite.
I know. I don't know what happened. I was looking at Christmas stuff online too much.
I think you're really ahead of the game, because I have not done anything for Christmas yet except think about where I'm going to put my Christmas tree.
Well, Amazon is a great resource for buying all your gifts online and not having to step foot.
Oh my God, we should talk about that. Yes, Amazon, absolutely. I live far away from a lot of my family, and I 100% use Amazon to pick out a gift and have them mail it for me, because I am not good at mailing stuff.
And they'll gift wrap it.
Yeah, they'll gift wrap it. And so, like, you can just buy something that you were going to buy them anyway and have someone else ship it to them and gift wrap it. And I'm on Amazon Prime now, so, like, the shipping is free, right? Even if you do it to other people?
Yes, it is free. And it's also free if you're willing to wait. Like, I just bought advent calendars for the kids, and it's 5 to 8 days shipping for free. Okay, I can wait 8 days.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, I 100% believe in that. And it makes it so much easier for me to send gifts to faraway people.
I don't even.
Just make sure.
Even for people that live in my house, even for my husband, I shop on Amazon. I hate going Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that is one thing I do not, I will not do. And I just buy everything online.
Yeah. Do it. I think it's good.
I, like, my goal every year is to not step foot in a Christmas store.
Yeah. I get that.
Amazon is wonderful. I wonder if other – I mean, Etsy will ship to wherever you want. Like, other smaller places will do it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it isn't just Amazon that ships. I do like Amazon because they have – you can store all your addresses in it.
Yes.
So I don't even have to, like – Yes. Like, I have, you know, my parents' address in it already, so I can just click on them. So that's really nice. But obviously, yes, other people can.
I've ship also to other even places. we were on vacation a few weekends ago, and we found a book for our nephew, and then didn't buy it and thought we would come back and then didn't. And I actually called them and asked them if I could pay for it over the phone and they would ship it to my nephew, and they said yes. So that's always an option too. I don't even know if I paid shipping for it.
Oh, that's cool. And then you can, like, buy local.
I have stopped buying gifts too early because I forget I have them. So I will not do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't really shop that. I'm not, I try to be early shopping, but I'm not like super early.
I'm not like, I've done it where I've been, it's been May and I'm going to buy this gift for Christmas and then it just doesn't exist anymore in my head at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't do that. I can't be that early.
Yeah.
Do we have anything more to say about Christmas planning in November, on November 6th?
No, I feel like we've done a lot of good pre-Christmas Christmas planning.
I feel like that too. Okay.
So we'll check in again in a month.
Sounds good. Oh, lightning round. That's what we do now.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite thing you cooked this week?
My favorite thing I cooked?
Yeah, I think I'm going out of order.
That's okay. I don't even remember what the order is. Cooked. I made a Blue Apron meal. I made this, like, what is it called? Congee, I think? Rice. It's like a rice porridge with caramelized pork. And it had, like, cilantro and green onions in it. And it was so good. So that was definitely my favorite meal.
Are you on team cilantro? You like cilantro?
I love cilantro. I think cilantro should be on, like, everything. Too. Yeah.
So that, that sounds delicious. So, yeah, I've never heard of rice porridge, but I'm into it.
I was, like, questionable. I don't really like soggy rice, so I was a little uncertain, but it turned out good, so. It wasn't like the rice wasn't soggy. It was just, like, a rice soup.
Every single Blue Apron meal that I've ever made, I've been like, I don't know about this, and then it turns out really good.
Yeah, yeah. That's been true for my experience so far, too. It's all been pretty good. But yeah, that one especially, I was like, I never would have made that on my own. Like, I wouldn't have thought of it or, like, thought I could do it, and then it turned out, so.
That's fun. That's good. The magic of cooking.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, what was the favorite thing you made? Thank you.
Okay, tonight I made these delicious Hungarian turkey burgers with Gouda, which Gouda is like the best cheese ever. And
that sounds good.
There was some paprika in there, and they were good. My husband hates onions, and I knew this, but I still try and sneak them in, and it didn't work out too well tonight.
Oh.
And I think the issue was that he's told me he hates onions a million times and I'm not listening. So I definitely heard him tonight and we are taking onions off the menu.
Sounds good.
But I thought they were really good.
That's good.
I can link to a recipe. What was your favorite outfit this week?
Well, I got a new coat. I went sad shopping after, Cisco. I went shopping because I was sad, which is another way I was throwing money at my problems, and I don't feel bad about it. And I got this really cool coat, and it's like a Michael Kors coat from Macy's, and it's blue, and it has this cool zipper that's like up the side. So I put that on.
Oh yeah, it's like tilted.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah, it's like off center kind of. And it was like 50% off, which was awesome. And so. That was my favorite outfit. It was my new coat.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. What about you?
Last week, my goal was to not wear black slacks at all because I have lots of cool colored slacks. And so I wore my purple slacks and olive colored slacks and turquoise slacks, and I was really excited about it.
That sounds cute.
Oh, I did wear some black pinstripe ones because I ran out of options, but that was my little
fancy fashion adventure.
What?
Yeah. It's like a fancy black. That doesn't hardly count.
Yeah, I felt like it was more pattern, so I felt okay about it. So that was my little fashion challenge last week. I'm trying to take more risks and not wear the same thing, the same type of clothes every single day because I'm bored.
Cool. I support that. That's a fun challenge.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What are you reading?
I am reading The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. And it's our family book club book. I think I might have mentioned it before, but I finally started reading and gotten into it. And it's a problem because I don't want to do anything else but read this book. So the rest of my life is suffering, and it's pretty long, so it's going to be suffering for like a little while. But I'm into it. It's like good. So what the name is The Wind.
What's Patrick the genre? Rothfuss.
It's like fantasy, I guess. My brother and dad have said that it both reminds them of Harry Potter. Also, everyone else in my family has already finished the book. I'm like the straggler, and it's like 600 something pages, and they were all like in a couple days like, oh, I finished it. It was great. And I was like, okay, cool. I haven't looked at it yet, so thanks, guys. Yeah, they've all liked it, and I really like it so far too. And it's I guess it's fantasy, and I don't totally know. I'm like a quarter of the way through it, and it's got like a really cool main character who's this like crazy cool like hero with a past or something, and he's like telling his story of his adventures.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool so far. And there's like, you start with the book, like the main character is like in a running an inn basically. So, you know, and then he meets someone and he starts telling his story to this person. So, like, you know, he ends up somehow at this inn. And then he goes back to tell, like, the beginning of the story. So there's a lot of emphasis on storytelling. And, like, within his story are more stories. And every time I get to, like, a mini story, I'm like, oh, I'll just read till the end of the story at least. And then it's, like, you know, pages and pages go by. That's and then I just keep reading.
Those are the best books, man.
Yeah, so it's good.
Who picked this one?
Wade picked it. My brother picked it. He really liked it. And I guess it's like a trilogy. So the second book is out. And then my dad, I think everyone else might have already read the second book. I'm like way behind.
That's okay.
They're just really fast readers. I thought I was a fast reader. Like, I read for my job. I got a lot of practice. Like, I'm pretty fast, and it's like the rest of – they just, like, smoke me in the fast reading competitions that we aren't having. But I'm losing.
That only you are paying attention to.
Only I am having, yeah. I'm
losing. But, I'm still not reading. I'm still working on Starry Night.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's cool. Can you post a picture of where you are?
Yeah, I will. I have seven colors left and maybe about 1,500 stitches.
Cool. That's a lot of stitches.
Yeah, well, someone on Reddit, this really irritated me for no good reason. Someone on Reddit posted recently, like, after 2 years and 45,000 stitches or whatever, my mother finally finished Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night. And I was super annoyed. I was not going to post mine on Reddit. I don't know why I'm annoyed that this other woman finished the same thing that I did.
I get annoyed with stuff like that. I'm like, I thought of that and I was doing it. And like, why are you doing it?
Yeah. Like, you're not allowed. This is my project. Yeah. And I'm really annoyed.
Yeah, I get it.
But they added up all the stitches. So I think it's like 45,000 total. So
that's like a lot. That's a lot of stitches.
That is what I learned.
Well, that's cool. I did also catch up on all these comic books, and that was really fun. And I'm reading Saga and Sex Criminals I really like both of those. So you guys should read those. Okay. And then talk to me about them.
That sounds good. Does Michael read those? About them.
He has read some of Saga, I think maybe, but no.
So you need not a friend currently. To talk to you about them.
Yeah, I would like to talk to everyone about them. So I'll try to do a post or something. I've also tried to follow more comic people on Twitter so I can participate that way, or like just get my fix of like people talking about stuff I'm reading. So that's been kind of fun. But I will also try to write more about it because I think they're pretty good.
That would be a good way to facilitate discussion.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Where are you going to write about this? Where can people find you?
Yes, good question. You can find me at raisedays.com, and I'm on Twitter at rclknudsen and on Instagram at rayknudsen. Where can we find you, Jules?
On ovenlovinblog.com or on Instagram at Jules Frainer. Cool. Well, okay. Thanks for talking to me about my favorite holiday.
Absolutely. And we definitely will talk about it again, I'm sure.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone.